Module 8 Challenges of mLearning. While mLearning has been praised as a new method for learning on the go and increasing access to forms of knowledge, it is not without its own challenges. The use of technology always brings the chance of errors or malfunctions or decreasing the amount of social interactions between people. But by knowing these challenges ahead of time, you are more likely to combat them if they should arise in your mLearning course. Dependence on technology. As we've stressed with mLearning, technology plays a huge factor in any mLearning course. In fact, mLearning cannot be accessed at all without one or more forms of technology. For mLearning, the user must have a mobile device and must be connected to some form of internet or Wi-Fi. If they are not connected or if the device malfunctions, the learning has to stop. This dependence on technology can become a major challenge for companies that offer mLearning. If another form of learning is not offered, such as traditional training classes, the employee will not be able to complete any mLearning courses until they can become connected to a form of technology. This can be a stressful challenge in cases of power outages, device malfunction, internet server problems, or even if the company has a lack of supplies and devices for their employees. Decreased quality of communication. Technology has always been a great way to bring people together with the use of chat rooms and forums, instant messaging, and even the simple email. However, on the same note, it has also allowed for people to become more distant with each other and even decrease quality communication at the same time. Today, coworkers do not spend much time communicating with each other or taking the time to exchange ideas and opinions. The concept of mLearning has worked to eliminate much of this interaction and limit coworker interaction to instant messaging, chat rooms, or quick emails. Because there is little human-to-human connection, the quality of communication between coworkers diminishes and becomes less meaningful in an employee relationship. To help rectify this problem, it is important that managers arrange face-to-face meetings and gathering times outside of the mLearning world so that employees can remain connected to one another in real life while they continue to learn in the cyber world. Security. With mLearning, almost everything exists in the world of technology and the World Wide Web. Unfortunately, the internet and certain forms of technology have proven very unsafe and very insecure over the last several years. In any form of technology, there is a risk of files being hacked, infiltrated, or even stolen. Internet connections always run the risk of viruses, malware, and information fissures. Additionally, the content of the mLearning course itself may be unsafe, since it is susceptible to illegal copyright use and plagiarism. Even though companies can work to install great antivirus tools or even device firewalls, they may not be completely safe from the internet. While companies cannot eliminate the security risk altogether, they can help reduce the risk with proper employee training. Employees should be trained on what information they can or cannot download, what to do if they find a problem, and how to work with the information technology department with any security they may have in and out of the mLearning course. Risk of distraction. One of the great benefits of mLearning is that it can be done on a number of electronic devices which many people have adapted into their everyday lives. But with any form of technology, using mLearning on a device that has other capabilities such as social networks, emails, and even games, the risk of becoming distracted increases. While some companies have blocked the ability to download games or applications and limit access to certain websites, there is little that can be done if the employee decides to use one of their own mobile devices to complete the course. The thought of having games or social networking sites next to their mLearning course can prove too much for some employees and can allow them to become easily distracted, while preventing them from getting any of the course completed. Unfortunately, there is no proven method to prevent distractions. Companies can only stress to their employees the importance of completing the training within the designated time frame and help them form the self-discipline they need to stay on track. Case study. Zach was trying to decide if he should create an mLearning course for his coworkers about a recent change in the company's new vacation policy. He thought it would be a good way for employees to review the new policy and complete extra training on it. Zach consulted with Mary, his manager, about if the course would be beneficial or not. Mary was excited about the idea but had a few problems she wanted Zach to work out first. She said all the files had to be secure and that the user should always have a way to communicate with management if they had any questions. Zach liked her ideas and added that employees should use a company-sponsored device so that it eliminates any distraction with non-work-related activities. Mary agreed and gave Zach the green light to begin designing the course.